know-it-all advice columnist.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not So Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. You got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
Yo. Dumbest fucking thing ever. Ever done in my life. Try to talk with a mouthful of peanut butter on the radio.
I got it again right now. I'm doing it again.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's great.
Worse.
Oh, no, peanut butter. No, 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 no. Chuck's eating a Reese's right now, and Bill's eating Skinny Pop because he's worried about his weight.
Yep.
Yeah,
no wonder you were so mad about popcorn on the last show.
And now he's shoving popcorn in his face. Skinny Pop. He's making lots of noise on purpose.
You really are, man.
Yeah, he's doing that. And that sounds like your master.
You're the worst guy
the
in the movie theater. You're the worst dude in the movie theater. The guy with the crinkly bag.
I never had that. I'm not the regular stuff.
Yeah. You're the guy with the crinkly bag in the movie theater, dude.
We're recording. Let's do another show.
Are we doing another show right now?
Oh, you tell
After
me.
The one you just
filmed. Yeah, we are doing another show right now.
All right, go.
Okay, so what do you mean, all right, go? We're going.
All right.
We're recording, right?
Yeah, but come on. Just stop with all this nonsense.
There is no nonsense. And listen, since we're already into the show, hey, I'm Chuck Nice, and welcome to Not So Nice Advice. I am here with Seth, the producer, and Bill, the assistant.
Television Bill
and Box Office Bill. Bill, there is nothing entertainment when it comes to how much money it made that Bill doesn't know.
Unbelievable.
It is really uncanny, and it's a little weird. I like the idea of, what did you call it last time? Random Sounds Podcast?
Yeah, Random Sound Podcast.
Where you just say whatever comes into your mind, and that's the podcast? So I think we're going to do a little Random Sounds Podcast. You guys, go ahead. What's in your mind?
On my mind?
Whatever's in your head right now.
Oh, Yankees. Sorry. They're showing highlights. Starlin Castro made some errors. The Yankees won an awesome game last night. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. You ask me. This is a horrible idea.
No, it isn't. Bill?
Yes.
Numbers. Bill's got a big show tonight, don't you, Bill?
No, that was
last night.
Last night and the night before.
Oops.
Yeah. I just tried to throw something in the trash, and it's all over the office now.
It's everywhere.
And it's a nasty, like, rag, and you know, it's got my nose jizz in it and everything. Ew. I'm jerking.
Nose jizz.
I don't even know what that is.
Boogies?
So anyway, Bill, random sounds podcast, what's on your mind?
Those sounds like...
Yeah.
You're right. This was a terrible idea.
Horrible.
All right. So you know what we do here, people. Here's what we do. We read advice columns and blogs. We tell you the answer, and then we tell you why it sucks, and we give you the real answer, which will also suck. Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Anyway, here's the deal. I like this letter. I feel for this guy. I think you will, too. I'm a 22-year-old student in college. I am also a virgin. Yeah, not bad. I kind of like that. When a guy doesn't feel the need to go out and get laid and has his virginity and, you know, I think it's sweet. I don't know. Maybe because I lost my virginity at a certain age I probably shouldn't have. And
9?
I don't want to get into that.
All right,
thank
sorry.
You. But it put me on a path of promiscuity that I'm not extremely proud of or happy about.
So you're a little proud of it?
No. Because I said I'm not extremely proud of it. Yeah, so you're like, so
a little bit.
Yeah. Certain parts. Certain parts. I got some memories. Yeah. I got to tell you. I've lived a life.
I'll tell you.
Anyway, I think it's sweet that this guy's 22 and he's a virgin. So about a week ago, I decided to just lose my virginity by going to a prostitute and getting it over with. So I go on Back Pages and I pick this one girl who looks really nice, at least in my opinion. I'm going to read it in his voice.
Okay.
I called her. And I let her know that I was interested in some services. She tells me to meet her at this place and I bring some money with me. When I show up to the place and I meet her there, there's some guys sitting on a couch and they're just talking. So I said, maybe I'll just ignore those guys and talk to her. And that's what I did. She asked if I had the money, which I said, I do. When I gave it to her, suddenly she and the guys on the couch go silent. And I realize, whoa, something's wrong. I think I'm fucked.
No, you're not, buddy. That's what you were paying
That's
for.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
The guys on the couch revealed that they were undercover cops and that this was a sting operation and I was in some really deep shit.
No, you got to pay extra for that, buddy.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yes, it is.
So they handcuff me and they take me into the next room. And when I'm put in the next room, a police officer comes in and explains the situation to me. Fortunately for me, this wouldn't go on my criminal record. However, it would be at least a $500 ordinance violation. And I also had to get my car towed, which is an extra $400, which leads me to my parents.
You want to have sex with your parents? What do you mean?
I don't have a job, and I don't make enough money to pay for this and my rent. So I'll have to tell them the truth about what happened, and I don't know how I should go about doing this. Signed, she didn't even suck it.
She did not sign it like that.
Of course I signed that part. Of course I made that part up. Okay, and the person writes back, oh, dude, that sucks. Oh, my gosh. Damn, please, next time, trust your instincts better. Then they go on to say, basically, just tell your parents your car was towed and ask them for the money and don't tell them about the whole sting thing. In other words, tell your parents your car got towed and it cost $1,000.
Right.
The problem with that is, who gets their car towed and it costs $1,000?
Right.
Even here in New York City, when you get your car towed, it doesn't cost you $1,000 to get it back. It costs $750, and you have to go over to some place in Brooklyn that's really sketchy, and you're like, this can't be real, because, I mean, these dudes are totally sketchy, and that's a sheriff? How are you a sheriff? But then it's, like, totally legit, and you find out that the city contracts out this whole quote-unquote sheriff shit to some dudes who have drug problems just like you, except you got to pay them to get your car back. And then you get your car back, you're like, wait a minute, some shit in my car is missing. Like, all the change, and, like, I had a pair of sneakers in the back. I mean, they were Jordans, but damn, they were used. How did they end up disappearing? You know.
Oh, you just pissed me off. You just remind me of like, yeah, shit stolen from my car parking garage.
Yeah.
The guy signaled the other guy, pointed to his eyes, and I noticed it. And then I look at my glove box and my glasses were gone. Mm-hmm. I saw him signaling. You can't do anything. There's nothing you can do.
Not here in this city.
Unless you take a knife out and start stabbing people.
Well, you know, that's always an option for anything. Yeah. And that's a
sorry, I didn't mean to make this about me, Chuck.
No, it's okay.
And they got me mad all over again. It was like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think.
Shut up, Seth.
By the way, if I were you, dude, here's the deal. I would actually tell my parents that I tried to get a hooker because I'm 22 years old and I'm a virgin. And
I had the worst voice ever.
And for some reason,
that was like Revenge of the Nerds leveled her.
For some reason, when I talk to a woman, she runs away holding her ears.
Do some more research. What are you doing? You're going, like, the first thing you go to?
Okay, let's get into a couple things here. First of all, when you buy a hooker, you never go to a place. Right. Unless it's a massage parlor.
Right.
Where they actually let you know that they've already paid the police, and that's why it's okay for you to be buying this hooker, okay? So if it ain't that kind of place, you never go to, like, a person's house, you know? If you want to really have a hooker, then you go to a hotel room, like, or a motel room, like anybody else, and you get an in-call service, and when she comes in, you just make sure that, you know.
You're in college, dude. You couldn't, like, you know, buy some blow and give some girl some blow or something?
Dude, that's go to a keg party. That's all. In a way, though, I like this because guess what? I think you're in dicey territory when you get all drunk and try to have sex with a college girl. You know what I mean? Sure. And I'm speaking from experience. No, I'm joking. No, I'm not in trouble when I get drunk and have sex with college girls. That's the problem. I've never had a problem with it. It's, you know, they've always been like, yes, and that was the end of it. So anyway, What I think you really should do is tell your parents the truth. I tried to get a hooker. I'm sorry.
You don't know his parents, though, Chuck.
Whoever they are.
They might be crazy.
Dude, you're in college now.
Bible beaters.
That's right. And if they are Bible thumpers, then even better. Mom, Dad, I tried to get a hooker. Now, there are many hookers in the Bible. Many, many hookers.
You are not our son anymore. Get out of my house.
That's okay, because Jesus still loves me.
No, he does not.
Oh, yes, he does.
Get out.
Mary Magdalene was a hooker. Fuck you.
And scene.
So, anyway.
Oh, boy.
No, I think that's very good advice. I think lie to your parents and try to pass the whole thing off as a $1,000 tow job. It's wait a minute, $1,000 tow job. Speaking of hookers,
hi-oh! Using the whole toe?
That's okay. Right, the whole toe.
Damn, Chuck! Uh-oh. How you put that stinky toe right next to me, man? I'm going to end up with athlete's balls. I'm Chris Tuckadick.
Oh, welcome back, Chris.
Oh, God, it's been a while since we've seen Chris Tuckadick make an appearance.
So much for that clean show.
There you go. Yes, exactly. Oh, man, I think it's going to be hard to pull off a $1,000 tow job.
I can't stop laughing at it now.
Anyway, it's going to be difficult to convince your parents that you spent $1,000 getting your car towed. But
he tipped them. He was nervous.
But I think that would be the best thing to do.
Can you imagine a virgin getting caught in a sting operation?
Okay, so here's worse than that.
You have a real
story,
real
guys.
He was a double virgin.
Okay, for reals? For reals. Anybody who knows me knows that I used to be on a show called The Radio Chick Show here in New York City for many years. We did something on the air where we offered to deflower somebody. If you were a virgin and you were of legal drinking age, that
man
means
or woman.
Man. If you were 21 years
man.
Or yeah, it's easy to do for a woman, please.
True.
You don't need a promotion for that. But if you were of legal drinking age, 21 years or older, and you were a man and a virgin, and we brought them in and we actually interviewed them, and the guy, oh God, what was his name? Oh, I'm so...
Ted Kaczynski?
No. He was so pitiful and like in a cute, pitiful way. Anyway,
sorry guy.
He was a sorry guy. Long story short, he agreed. We had everybody in on the air. We all drank, loosened everybody up. The hooker came in.
Drinking with hookers.
The hooker came in. Now, mind you, this wasn't a transaction because we couldn't do that legally.
Of course.
All right. So the hooker came in. She drank too. We're kind of getting toasted on the air, right? We set up the office like a brothel.
Oh, God.
Okay. And
who was your PD?
And then the I know, man. It was such a great time to be in radio back then. Such a great time. We set up the office like a brothel. And then we sent him in to do the deed. He went down on her.
What?
Without any protection, no dental dam.
What?
He went down. Now, of course, she had sex with him with a condom, but he wanted to know what it was like to do the cunnilingus. He went down on her a week later, came back to the station. His whole face was broken out in red, pimply dots. And he was like, something's very wrong.
The crabs are biting your face.
And it wasn't even a week later. It was like, I don't know, 4 days later.
Crabs are biting his face?
I don't know what it was. But basically, now you know you had to sign a release. And that the whole thing, whatever happened in that office, we had nothing to do.
Penicillin, son. Penicillin.
She gave him something, dude.
You think?
Why am I laughing at this? Because it's not
funny.
You probably
laughed when he came in.
Let me tell you something. When he told, here's what happened.
You did what?
He came in, he called, and he came in, and he was just like, yeah, there's something going on.
Oh,
and when we saw his face, and I just went like this. I'm trying.
Did you know what happened? Do you know he did that before?
That he went down on her?
Yeah.
No.
You had no idea,
No
right?
idea. Right. So what I'm saying to him is, can you please explain how that thing got on your face from your penis.
Well, no, I am.
And then I said, didn't you use protection? I can't believe she would allow you. I said, you know, the only good thing about having sex with a hooker is the fact that they always use protection.
Right.
That's the only good thing about having sex with a hooker, okay? Everything else is bad, okay? Everything else is bad. The only thing that's right is they're like, you got to use protection. And then he went, well, no, I actually, this was the part before we had sex. And I was like, the part before? He's like, I wanted to kiss her vagina. And I went, oh, my God, dude, no, you didn't.
And she let him.
And she, what woman wouldn't?
A prostitute that has diseases.
Well, no, not all prostitutes have diseases, know, and not all diseases are evident.
Oh, true. So you say she might not have known.
She might not have known. And the deal is this. When somebody wants to go down on you, most likely you're going to let them go down on
you. You get some girl with a big cold sore in her mouth?
No, that's a different story. That's visible. Right. But let's be honest. If you're with a girl and she goes, yo, just, let me just suck it, right? And you don't have a condom. You're going to say that you're going to be like, wait a minute, let me get a condom.
Please hold.
And by that I mean the penis. I'll be right back. So anyway, yeah, man. So I feel sorry for this guy, you know, but at least he didn't get a venereal disease because he never had sex.
Or whatever that was on his face.
Oh God, it looked terrible.
Oh
my God.
Wait, did he not end up having sex? He just
No, he did.
No, the guy in my story had sex.
Oh, this guy.
The guy in this story that led us to this did not have sex at all.
Yeah, he like, you can imagine the type of prostitute he could have got for $1,000.
Wow.
Right?
Damn.
Right?
Oh,
see, cheap as
damn, Chuck. $1,000. I'll take that in quarters.
Like our old friend Paul Violas used to say, cheap is expensive.
Cheap is expensive. That's a great line. I say that in a different way all the time, which is stop being so fucking cheap. But yeah, you get what you pay for. You're right. $1,000 hooker would have been a much better deal.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. Next time, just take $1,000 and buy a hooker.
Instead of getting arrested.
There's your thing.
You sucker.
Yeah. I don't know. What would you do? Would you tell your parents? Tell the truth.
I was not in that position.
No, you would never tell your parents.
No, probably not.
Never.
I really
would you tell
to
your parents, Bill? Not. I know you're close with your parents.
Still
if you needed $1,000.
Still probably not.
No, okay. You can only get the $1,000 by telling them the truth. They're like, Bill, we don't believe you. Tell us the truth and we'll give you the money. And
I
you
can't. I'm
and
not
you can
comfortable
get your
telling you. I need the money. You're my parents. Please help me.
Well, we're your parents and then we can't just give you money even though you're uncomfortable because we may be harming you by doing so.
Fine, I'll kill myself.
Well, then go ahead.
That would be my parents. It's cheaper for us in the long run.
Damn, Bill. You are dark today.
Can't wait to meet your parents.
Bill's parents are lovely. Lovely, lovely people.
They want him dead.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome back to Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
All right, here we go. Let's go to our next letter. All right. Dear guys, my husband Ralph and I have been married.
No, why is Ralph funny?
Ralph is one of those names. Ralph.
My husband Ralph.
Ralph
and I.
Ralph. Hello, Ralph.
Have been married for 30 years. He recently started receiving sexually oriented texts from a male coworker. I'll just call him Mike.
This guy's at least in his 50s.
Ralph and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least in his 50s.
Now he's getting gay texts.
So, yeah. He's getting gay texts. Well, he's got a coworker. They're cool with one another. And the guy probably
too cool.
Joking around sends him like sexually. So they're sexually oriented. So
hey,
these
Ralph, check out my dick.
No, these aren't pictures. See, that's a different story. She just said there were pictures.
Okay.
So he's joking around just like, you know.
Ha ha, suck it.
Right. That kind of stuff. Right. So, ha ha, suck it. So anyway, Ralph read one of these to me aloud. Afterwards saying, he is such a goof. What a guy.
And he's hung like a bear.
Speaking of bears, Ralph and I have no secrets. Our phones are accessible to one another, so sometimes if his phone is lying around, I'll see what's going on.
I'll see what's going on. Some dick play.
What's going on today on his phone?
Exactly. I once saw a message from Mike. Where it was emojis
of poop.
No. What? Oh, dude, that's so wrong. That's just wrong.
I want this.
But anyway,
it's
him. It was him on the deck, sitting in a towel, and it said "nice breeze" with an eye and a heart emoji. I don't know what that means, so who cares? But then I looked at his phone another time and I saw that those texts were later deleted. Oh, lady, let me say, I don't even have to finish this letter. Mike is fucking Ralph.
Or Ralph is fucking Mike.
Mm-mm. Ralph is a bottom. Ralph. Definitely.
Yeah, Ralph.
Definitely a bottom.
He's got back problems.
Right. Let me tell you. Right, because he's 50-something. Let me tell you something.
His name Ralph.
Yeah, and his name is Ralph. Anyway, I asked Ralph point blank, does he have feelings for Mike? He denies it. But he won't ask him to stop either. Ralph knows this worries me, and it has me questioning our relationship. I'm tempted to contact Mike myself.
Oh, that'll work.
But I'm not sure if that's the best way to proceed. Thoughts? Oh, my God. I would love for her to actually call Mike. Oh, nothing would make me happier.
You know? Hello, Mike Hunt.
Hello. Hi, Mike. Yes. Hi, this is Ralph's wife. What's up, bitch? I would like you to stop calling my husband. Well, I would like your husband to have a tighter ass.
Anyway. We're just friends.
Exactly. Anyway, signed, the Bruce is loose. Of course, I made that up.
The Ralph's on the mouth.
Oh, nice night. Signed, Ralph on the mouth. Dude, that's great. That's great. Okay. Anyway, the person writes, your husband may not have feelings for this coworker, but this coworker appears to have some feelings for your husband. Mm. I really blame the gay guy?
Yeah.
Seriously?
How do we even know Mike's gay?
Exactly. Right? Either way, Mike's behavior is
it's a plan to get rid of her. Dude, help me get rid of my wife.
That'd be not bad. Not bad.
Strangers on the training.
Mike's behavior is unusual. Wait a minute. How is Mike's behavior unusual? You're married to Ralph.
Right.
Ralph is the one who's texting.
Right.
Ralph is the one with the problem. Ralph is the one with the wife.
Ralph.
Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Da 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 gay. While I don't think you should contact him, this is something you should revisit with your husband because you find it threatening. Okay. Here's what I'm saying. If you beat the bushes, you will find the snakes. That was a gay snake, dude. You were like this.
Fuck it.
But if you beat the bushes, you will find the snakes. If your husband wants to be with you and in his 50-something-year-old life, he discovered that he's bi, then guess what? Are you going to leave him? Are you going to leave him because you found out he's bi?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. But the truth is, you know, that's true. You might want to leave him.
Yeah.
You might. But the truth is, it seems like you're happy. You just don't. Here's the thing. He's not paying attention to you the way he's paying attention to Mike.
30 years.
That's what the real problem is. Look, here's the real
problem. You won. You got 30 years. Yeah, that's a good marriage.
And here's your real problem. Your vagina is boring, okay? 30 years of boring vagina has led this man to Mike, where he can get some tight gay sex.
Or, we had a guest in here.
What?
There's a place in the city called V-Spot Medispa. They rejuvenate vaginas.
Ooh.
They turn your vagina into a 20-year-old vagina.
Get out of
True
here.
True story.
Get out.
They even do breast lifts without surgery. Platelet-rich plasma. I'm serious. This is real.
Bullshit.
It is not bullshit. And they do orgasm shots. They give women orgasm shots.
I do too. But you don't hear me bragging about it.
No, they do. I'm telling you, one of our hosts got orgasm shots. It's supposed to help you get orgasm for women who've never had it before.
Okay, well, orgasm is
you don't have an orgasm when you get the shot. Like you have to. Like,
no, you orgasm.
It builds you up.
Yeah, because it supposedly increases blood flow.
Go ahead, science
right,
guy.
Right, it increases blood flow. But you know, this is what happens when a woman's area becomes engorged with blood, and then she becomes far more sensitive, and that sensitivity leads to an orgasm. That's the physiology. But the truth of the matter is, no woman is going to achieve orgasm without a mental connection to. See, men, we don't need that. We don't need a mental connection to our physical selves to have an orgasm.
No, I just need my left hand.
Right. Women pretty much do. Not all of them, but most of them.
But they're supposed to help, at least, anyway. Mm. Very interesting.
Okay.
And they fix it all up.
And what's that got to do with this woman and Mike and Ralph?
Because you're talking about her old dusty vagina.
She gets a new vagina, Ralph.
Oh, you think Ralph might be a fan if she gets the new... Okay, that's all right, I'll take that.
I'm just saying
that your vagina's boring, lady.
She gets those racing stripes on the side. It'll be really cool.
He's nuts. Bill, you're crazy.
He said if she gets racing stripes on the side.
Her vagina.
Maybe like a landing strip.
I got to tell you something. I'm kind of, now I want to see a vagina with racing stripes. I got
to
tell you something.
What do you like, the guys with the lines in their head with their haircut? They could do it like the vagina. Put some like.
Oh, I don't want it in hair. I want actual racing stripes. Oh, I want somebody to pinstripe that damn vagina, okay?
Ooh, you give me like edible sex paint or something.
Ooh, I like that idea, edible sex paint.
That's a good idea.
Not a bad idea at all. Ooh, we are coming up with absolutely nothing.
Why are you shooting me down? It's a good one. It's a good one. Come on. Edible sex paint.
All right, listen, here's the thing, lady. Either your husband is finding some type of pleasure, enjoyment, and
just
like
get a private
attention. No, you don't have to do that. He's either finding some attention, enjoyment, and satisfaction from kibitzing with Ralph. Maybe he finds the attention from Ralph actually, you know, desirable and
was
refreshing.
Time she gave him sexual
attention. Exactly, and that's my
point. Send a text, hey, baby. Right. What's up, Ralph? Yeah, I missed your cock.
So just find out. Have an honest conversation with your husband. Like, you and Ralph, it makes me uncomfortable. Are you happy with me? Is there something I can do? Do you want to try something? Do you want to experiment? Do you want me to strap on a penis and fuck it from behind?
Whoa.
I mean, I'll do whatever you want me to do, okay? But you got to be honest with me. You know, and if you're having these feelings that you've been repressing for many, many years, and now we live in a society where that might be a bit more acceptable and you can come on out of the closet, I'll be here standing by your side and you can go ahead and be happy. I'd rather see you happy. I'd rather see you happy than living a lie, okay? And I mean that for everybody should have. If you love somebody, you should rather see them happy than living a lie. If my wife came to me and said, I'm a lesbian tonight, I'd be like, I'm watching for at least one time. And then I want you guys to go off and be happy.
All right, Chuck, if your wife said that, how long would it take for you to have sex after she told you that?
That she was a lesbian?
Yeah.
Well, if she's really a lesbian, she wouldn't want to have sex
with me. No, not with her. With somebody else.
Oh, you mean like my wife's just like, look, we can't be together anymore. Yeah. I'm going to be a lesbian.
Yeah.
I think, how long does it take me to drive to the city from my house? Because I think it would take me about 90 minutes to have it.
Traffic. Yeah.
So barring traffic, 90 minutes. Look, man, I got to tell you something. I don't think I'm as good at sex as I used to be. And
yeah, you used to be really good at it.
I used to be great at it. And now I'm not as good at it as I used to be, and I'm not as interested in it as I used to be. But it still gets thrown at me quite a bit, I got to tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I still get some interested parties. I mean, they're not as hot as they used to be, but
oh,
I still...
Oh, my God, Chuck, I love your show.
I still... So anybody...
Bobby Feisty, love you.
Oh, my God, Chuck, you're the... Cat's pajamas and your nipples. I love your nipples. Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna end the show.
Balls.
I gotta go.
Ralph.
I'm late.
Ralph.
Hey, listen, this is Not So Nice Advice. I'm Chuck Nice. And remember, you can find us on iTunes. You probably listen to us on iTunes. Please spread the word about this show. Become a member of the Nice Nation. Tweet us out. Find me on Twitter at Chuck Nice Comic and everywhere else at Chuck Nice Comic, Instagram and Snapchat and all that. Bill is Seth. I'm sorry.
Bill is Seth.
Bill is Seth. Seth is Bill. Cats and dogs are sleeping together. Bill
mass
is
chaos.
Bill is at Flavor Department and Seth is Seth the Twit on Twitter.
Also, Chuck, we're on radio.com app.
Oh, we are on radio.com as well. So if you're listening to us on radio.com, we certainly appreciate that. Oh, we're on TuneIn.
Yeah.
That's right. We're on TuneIn.
Yeah, TuneIn's awesome.
Oh, TuneIn is great. Oh, God, I love that. I love TuneIn. I have it on my phone right now.
I have it on my phone.
And I actually paid for the premium.
Ooh.
Let me tell you something.
That's why you had money problems, Chuck.
I do, but you know. Why do you think I have money problems?
I'm splurging
for TuneIn Premium. Okay.
Is it worth it? Is it worth it?
It is worth it. Mm-hmm. Tilt your friend down, flip it and reverse it.
tell your son he can't get glasses. TuneIn Premium.
Until next time, I'm Chuck Nice saying if you got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.